Andrew Nelson joins us this morning, the mayor of Bryan. Let me play the quote in case people didn't hear it. It was basically in our news today. This is Nancy Berry after the commissioner's court yesterday.
Well, I kind of think of it as a fool's errand. Lynn has to approve the request to join the district if they're going to go in for a taxing district, and I don't think Lynn will do that. Lynn is addressing workforce issues with through TEKS and its own course offerings, and so I'm hopeful that they'll be able to meet the needs of the community.
Good morning, Andrew Nelson, who joins us this morning. Your thoughts on her words?
Well, the part right there at the end that you cut off, and I understand your point was the fool's errand piece. What she also said there at the end was same thing that I feel, which is she said, I'm hopeful that this relationship with Texas A&M and Rellis will actually get us the workforce we need. I think we share that. The day that A&M decided to get involved and do the memorandum of understanding that started already in December that will end in August of next year, that gives plenty of time to see whether that relationship will bear fruit. Certainly nothing, I think nothing but good things can come from that. TEKS is a world-class workforce provider. They can provide more, I think, that you look at what they do with the Fireman's Training School, with the Disaster City, the different types of training they do. So we're hopeful, and I share that view of Commissioner Berry. I certainly don't believe that it's a fool's errand to preserve the right of a petition, which frankly has driven a lot of public discourse on workforce. We've moved the needle on workforce more in the last year, 18 months. Look at all the new signs that Blinn is putting up to market workforce that weren't here over the last 18 months. I don't think it's a coincidence. So, I think preserving that is great. The earliest an election would happen, if it were to happen, would be November of next year. That gives plenty of time for us to see if what we hope actually bears fruit. And certainly we're hopeful and optimistic. I have a lot of faith. Dr. Hallmark, Dr. Nelson over at Rellis are doing a great job. They're engaging me and making sure that the community is being able to give input. So, we're hopeful and optimistic, but I really appreciate what Representative Rainey is doing to bring transparency, because frankly, even if it doesn't work out with A&M, the Moody's financial rating recently has given Blinn a negative financial outlook. Even if things didn't work out, we've got to do our own due diligence to say, is that something we want to do? We might join the district, we might create a separate district, we might just do nothing because the problem's been solved. But I think the bottom line is this community needs and deserves workforce for traditional trades and for tomorrow's jobs that a university with $1 billion of research, much of it science and engineering based, ought to have some businesses here that tie into that instead of just cutting and pasting more neighborhoods and more strip malls and saying we got bigger, wasn't that nice? Now that the growth has ended, what do we have to show for it? We need to do a better job. We need to perform more and get more high wage jobs here from this amazing institution of higher learning that deserves workforce that's amazing as well.